Where are you originally from, and how long have you been tattooing? And when did you start, and why did you start?
Well, I'm actually from Wyoming, which is Yonkers, but I work out of the Bronx, and I've been working out of the Bronx since I was 16. I'm gonna be 37.
You're not looking at all.
Thank you.
I really thought you was in your 20s.
No, I'm gonna be 37. I got three kids. Like, I'm a mom.
Definitely shocking.
Yeah, this is a business now. It's a lifestyle. It's a business, but I've always loved art. And when I was about 14, I got my first tattoo. And it was illegal back then. It was very underground. And eventually, that's the spot I was taught how to tattoo in. And that's the spot I'm still at right now. I call him my dad, Champion. He taught me how to tattoo. And he's basically like my father, since I've been doing it since 16.
And what was that like? Well, you said you started at 16, right?
Yeah.
So can you walk me through the early process of learning how to tattoo?
Well, it's crazy that you're too young to get a tattoo and you're tattooing. Like, back then it was underground. Like I said, it wasn't legal. So there weren't any ground floor shops. There was no awnings. It was upstairs, somebody's house, whatever. But I worked out. It was like very street shop underneath the L. And I used to tattoo people for free until I was good enough to start charging people. And, yeah, it was rough. It was very rough. It was a rough spot. It wasn't like an artsy tattoo shop. It was a straight-up street shop with flash all over the walls. And you basically picked out what you wanted, and that's it. If you wanted something custom, you needed to go somewhere else.
So, in your own words, can you describe a tattoo convention?
A tattoo convention is like a bunch of artists coming together and sharing their artistic values and getting paid for it, basically. I mean, you see all different spectrums of artists. You have your black and gray artists, you have your traditional artists, you have your portrait artists, and you get to see everybody just do their work.
So why should someone come to you? Well, you already partially answered why someone should come to a tattoo convention. But, like, what else can you experience at a tattoo convention?
Well, there's a lot of diversity, period, when it comes to tattoo conventions, because you have your artists that come just for the art, then you have your, you have your vendors that sell shirts, and it's kind of like, it's like a lifestyle. For us anyway, we're almost like carnies. You go from one state to one state, but you see the same people, and you kind of become like a family.
What is it like traveling from convention to convention?
It's rough, especially with kids, you know what I'm saying? You gotta get babysitters. Just period. Like, it's like traveling. If you ever went to a fair, it's like that. Like, it's rough. You don't hardly sleep. You're constantly trying to make a dollar.
Seems like a tough grind.
It is a tough grind, especially if you're just starting out. You have to getting good.
$5 gets you 6 rounds of tickets.
Hello?
For this beautiful new guitar. And I $250.
No, when I called you, I was already.
Alright, back here.
What was it like traveling?
Oh, yeah. So, what is it like traveling?
It's rough. You know what? It's exciting and it's tiring. There's a lot of emotions. Like, you gotta get the job done. You're not gonna go traveling if you're not gonna make money. So, it's just a little stressful, but you learn to get used to it.
And what is it like getting a tattoo by you personally?
I don't know how to answer that. I mean, I'm easygoing and I'm here to solely make the client happy. So I work with anybody unless you've got something that is really uncoverable, in which case you're going to have to get a laser treatment, because if I can't cover it, you're in trouble.
So you're known as not only just a great artist, but also a great cover-up artist. And so my question is, how does it feel to know that? And also, how did you get the opportunity to work on the show as a cover-up artist?
Well, I'm very humble. I just consider myself a normal person. I'm a tattoo artist. This is my life. For more than half my life, this has been it, tattooing. So I just try to make everybody happy. And to be honest, I have no idea how I got that job. They approached me on it.
They just randomly approached you and told you about it. But that's pretty good. That means that you were known from other people.
You know what? It was a great opportunity, and I'm very appreciative of it. I mean, it humbled me.
What is it like to work with the other artists that are in the shop with you on the show?
It is fantastic that, I mean, I'm so blessed that I was able to meet Big Gus and Tommy because they treat me like family. And they've taught me a lot about tattooing in general. And I'm always looking to learn more.
And speaking of Tommy, Tommy's also from New York. Did you ever run into him?
I always keep in touch with Tommy. We do conventions together. We travel together. He's a great, great guy.
My awesome question was, did you ever meet him before then, like before the show?
No.
You ever met him?
No, you know, I've been tattooing for so many years, but I never really did the convention scene. I was always at the shop, so
this show
has brought me so much opportunity. Like, I'm super grateful.
Well, my next question is, since tattooing is starting to become, like, a regular part of the
mainstream.
Regular, almost mainstream, it's also part of, like, what do you think about where the tattoo culture is going to be like 10 years from now, being that like all these future CEOs and politicians and lawyers and doctors are all going to have tattoos basically. So how do you feel about that, and what do you think the tattoo culture is going to be at that point in time?
I think that tattoos have been here since the beginning of time, and now it's mainstream and it's not going anywhere because, like I said, and I'll say it over and over again, this is a lifestyle. I just don't know.